It's time for an episode of Business Besties. We were doing these monthly, but we're not sure how much you love them. So now we're doing them quarterly. We'll see if that'll be different. Or we're just doing them sometimes because we think it's fun to have a peek behind the scenes. And also we think it gives us some original content that may shake it up a little bit.
And it just allows for some transparency and stuff too. So we love it.
All right. So the way that we are going to do this, we're going to do some ups and downs that we've had. And then we've got some questions that we're going to answer that are range from personal to business and to coaching, financial coaching. So
do you make good money but have nothing to show for it?
Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck?
Do you have big dreams for your financial future?
Do you want to get debt free, but you don't want to live on beans and rice?
Or you don't want to give up those pumpkin spice lattes?
Hey, it's okay if you don't already know how to budget or if you're using credit cards to get through the month.
Hey, it's okay if you want to seem like you have your finances all together or you're not on the same page with your spouse when it comes to finances.
We know what you're doing probably isn't working, but guess what? You're in the right place. We're Shayna
and Vanessa. We're best friends, business partners, and master financial coaches trained by Dave Ramsey. We've been in business since 2019, helping hundreds of amazing people like you create budgets, get out of debt, stop living paycheck to paycheck, and know exactly what to do with their money.
In this podcast, we'll share with you everything we know, plus everything we're working on with our clients so that you have the best chance at reaching your financial goals.
We want to help you take the guesswork out of your budget, improve your marriages, and even bring your kids in on the conversation.
We can help you no matter where you're at, whether you're the single mom who's never had $500 in her savings account or the millionaire who's paid off 4 real estate mortgages.
And we're not going to shy away from the tough love. We'll tell you what you need to hear and encourage you at the same time.
This is the Ideal Balance Podcast. Yes, let's go.
So a business win for the month, we think, would be our new group coaching program.
Yeah, so we have been wanting to do that for a long time. We have kind of stutter stepped the idea of group coaching since we had started our business in 2020. Okay. And but this was the right time and the right people and the right vibes. And we did a fun launch on it, which was just a free call. A free budget building call. Mm-hmm. And it was really fun. And I think it's going to be really great. And it's so cool to have a different option for people.
Yeah, because we love to serve. We would literally do this as a ministry. We want to make sure we're serving everyone on in every walk of life and every income level. But we know, obviously, that can't happen all the time with one-on-one coaching. So we wanted to find a way to be able to coach people and make it real budget friendly for them. So group coaching was born.
Da-da-da-da. So the low that we have does have a high. We did just start a brand new, amazing, we're so freaking excited, coaching program for our business from some people that we truly admire and we really do want to learn from. The bad part was when we actually started doing the work and we realized how long it's going to take. Like literally how long it's going to take. Not only just to watch the trainings and then to do the work, but then to implement it, is it going to take forever? I don't know.
The program is so thorough. It's very in-depth. It's amazing. We've heard so many great reviews. We actually spoke to a lady last week who even did the fast track part of it. And she said that laying the foundation, the part that we are really going through is going to take a year. And we're like, oh, okay. Because as you know, we have so many patients, we talk very slow. We don't think a mile a minute or talk a mile a minute. It's fine. Everything is good.
I think that is the
hard part to swallow here.
Yeah. I don't like things to take a long time. So I don't paint for this reason.
Which is weird because I love to paint, but I don't like to wait.
I don't like waiting. I don't like things that take too long. So there's that. Anyway, that's fine. It's just a little low, but we'll keep you posted because I know you really care about our coaching for business. Okay. So let's talk about personal highs and lows.
Okay. So my personal high, like in this basically quarter of my life, is my daughter's volleyball. She is blossoming. I remember her last year saying, my son, her brother, Chase is so good at everything. He's so good at sports, blah, blah, blah. Everything just comes natural to him. And she had like a self-pity moment. And I just reminded her that this is your year. You are literally blossoming and I'm watching it unfold. And I'm almost in tears talking about it because I've loved watching her develop. And it's something that I never forced her to play or do. And she loves it. And she's just doing so well. And she's crushing it. So it's just so fun right now to watch her. And my whole family is coming out watching her her travel games. And it's a really good time.
It is. And I think from the outside looking in, we would see people doing stuff like that and be like, gosh, seems like a lot for time and money.
Yeah.
Wise. But when you're in it, there's really, we've discovered there's not much else I'd rather be doing than watching my kids excel at whatever they're passionate about. And we get to usually, until recently, we were sitting next to each other watching them do it together or with your family and just watching someone that you love achieve, work hard at something. It's really fun. And kids' sporting events are way more fun. There's different stages.
There's so much energy.
There is. And I just like when they were younger, it was just literally you would laugh out loud. I do remember my son twirling literally in the soccer field. I'm like, this is great. This is a great comedy show. But then obviously as they get better and at the sport, it's just really a fun time. And then the quality time that you get to have as a family is cool, too. So, yeah, absolutely. Apparently, we're moving. So that's going to be my high.
What do you mean, apparently?
Well, that just happened.
It's exciting. I'm so happy for you.
We are currently have one and a half teenagers plus a 9-year-old, right? And everybody's sharing one bathroom. The girls are sharing a room. And that's not working out as well as you might think it would, okay? I had just been figuring out how I was going to put them all on a schedule for the bathroom, like when they were allowed to be in there. Mm-hmm. And my husband said, we're moving. So that's what's happening instead. And they're all going to have their own bathroom. And believe me, that's what I'm most excited about. They're all going to have their own like vanity or whatever, because they just need some space. I'm excited for them to have some space.
And your little one, this is her first time having
ever
a room by herself. And she was designing it like on paper. She had like her own little blueprint of what she was going to put where. And she's just so excited. I am so excited. This is a fresh new start. It's a brand new house.
Yeah.
And it's just a very clean slate that you guys are starting with. And the kids are all excited. And it's just so fun.
It is, because when I work at home, just like Vanessa, we're like, where can I work at home today?
Yeah.
And I am going to have a very small but awesome office that I'm looking forward to being able to just leave things set up the way they're going to be. And it's going to be really great. I'm excited. But to go along with that, you know what you should do right after you move is have hip surgery. Well, that's what I'm going to do. So long story short, I've had a debilitating hip injury since I was 24. And I just now figured out why. And I'm also almost 41, y'all. So the doctor finally explained why. What was happening? So that was a high to actually have a diagnosis. The low was there's literally nothing you can do but have surgery and get a new hip. We're going to replace your hip.
At Bionic 40. Woman.
40. I love it when you get to say I had a hip replacement when you were 40, 40 years young. Anyway, but just actually some of the moments in my life recently where I just literally can't function, can't walk, can't sit, can't drive. I mean, there's so much pain. That has been a low, but I do have a light at the end of the tunnel. And I did get some steroids and that seemed to help bridge the gap a little bit. So that's where we're at with that. And that's my low, but it's going to be a great time when I have my bionic hip.
Well, I'm so excited for you to get some of this relief.
Because you love watching me walk like a pirate?
No, it just feels so bad. Like I know that I can't say I feel your pain, obviously, but I can see it. And I know that it's affecting you in so many different ways. And so I'm happy. Obviously, this isn't the outcome that we wanted, was have a hip replacement. Surgery is not like ideal, but if it's what's going to give you a better life, I think you can run again. It's going to be so good. I'm just so happy for
it's
you.
It's going to be great.
After you recover.
Yes. Great. Yes.
All right. So my personal low would probably be the inconsistent schedule that I have that's going on in my life right now. I am in a season where there's just a lot happening. Her volleyball practice and tournaments. My son is now in baseball. My husband's schedule, which he is closer to home, which is great, but there's still no one is really home at the same time all the time. And so there's a lot of on the go and I don't love it, but I'm learning to ride the wave in the moment and just know that it's not forever. This is a season that we're in and it's okay. And I was even talking to my mom. We were talking this weekend. She's just hire somebody to come in. And if you can, you know, afford it to clean the house. I'm like, I think I love to clean my house. And it's not that I don't love it. It's having the time. And I said, before I even do that, I would totally hire someone to cook for me, because cooking is, you have to think ahead for that. And I don't have the brain calories at the moment to think ahead. It's always like, what? Okay, we're hungry right now. What do we need to do? Because we're all home right now and we're going to eat. Mm-hmm. So I think that right now is the biggest challenge, is trying to figure out getting everything on a schedule and organized, so that way it's easy.
And it's so hard because I think we're very disciplined. And I think we really love to have routine. And that's how we can be disciplined. But when the schedule does not allow, there is no routine. There is no 1 week that looks like the next week that looks like the next week. That is very difficult for us. And that's an adjustment. And I know I was actually, let me talk about how busy I am. No, I was just kidding. I was leaving the beach yesterday morning And I saw Vanessa and Shayna of years before. There was some moms coming with their little kids, and they were all just going to meet on the beach on a Sunday and just chill. And I was like, what are those days?
We did that so many times.
Yes. And that's just not the season that any of us are in right now, with all of the kids being grown and just and all of the things. And it's very difficult. I think it's obviously handleable, figure-outable, but it's just, it's not our cup of tea. And it's also like my son, he hates it more than anyone to not have. And I'm like, today you'll be at school until 6 and tomorrow, but then I'll be able to pick you up on the other days. So it's going to be
very on time.
And then, but last week it was different days. And then he has tutoring and my daughter has gymnastics. It's fine. Mm-hmm. I think it's fine.
We're all making it, guys.
Yeah. And who needs to be at home anyway?
Yes.
The home that you paid off.
I know. Exactly. And I have to take a shower and get dressed because we're recording. And she's, can you braid my hair? And I'm like, first of all, your hair is disgusting. Like, why did you not wash it? And the only way for her to go to school is to braid it, to hide it. So it was like, I will take time out of my morning to braid your hair. And oh, by the way, my son, can you please make breakfast and make everyone's lunches? Because none of that is happening right now either. So it's just,
oh my gosh.
It's fine.
People,
we all made it out of the house at the right time. It's all good.
Yep. Yep. That reminds me of my husband this morning at breakfast. He said, do you want to go fill out these forms that the realtor sent? And I said, no.
Do I want to or do I have
to? First of all, no, ever. Always the answer is going to be no. But I don't add things in my morning at all. It's already busy enough. You might have an extra 5 minutes. I don't have that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not looking forward to doing paperwork at 5:30 in the morning. Thank you. Anyway, I don't know. I just had a lip.
It's just a little venting.
I just need to get that out.
I'm glad you were able to help.
I helped. Okay. So now we got 3 quick questions. They're definitely going to be quick. What's one myth about budgeting or financial coaching you'd love to debunk? I'm going to let Vanessa take this because I already know the words that are about to come out of her mouth.
Is that people think it's too complicated, or it has to be complicated to make it work. So we love showing people actually how simple it can be and how successful they can be at it if they just allow themselves to understand the system, understand the process, get it set up, and then be done. It's literally like washing your hands of it.
No, you don't have to have a PhD in math to budget. It's actually very simple and very not complicated.
And you don't even have to be good at it.
Yeah. And so I think that's one good myth to debunk. I think the other one is, and literally my client said it 2 weeks ago. She said, I don't feel restricted at all. I actually feel like we have more money to spend than I thought. That first of all, I thought we did have, and then I thought we would once we were on a budget. She said, I don't feel restricted at all. I feel freedom and I feel excited and all of these emotions that she really didn't think she would feel being on a budget. And I think there's so much like taboo, darkness, or whatever the words are about budgeting, but it's actually the opposite. Once you know your numbers and you're not confused, you're not stressed, and you have money to spend, everything's getting paid. Like, it's such a light, awesome, good feeling, and you can be really excited.
Yeah, we have so many people that are, they want to keep their head in the sand, right? They're saying, I don't want to look at it. I haven't looked at it. I don't know my numbers. I don't know what's going on. And that is actually what's causing the angst and the frustration. When we show them on paper what it looks like, they're like, oh, it's really not that bad. And we're like, see, we told you. And we just make it simple for them. So I think that's a good point.
Yep. So here's another question. What's one piece of advice you've received that's been a game changer for your business? And by the way, if you guys have advice, tag us, we're at Maya Ideal Balance, or email us info@MayaIdealBalance.com. We are all about the business advice. So please tell us what your best advice is. But what would you say ours is, Vanessa?
I'm doing one thing.
I need more. That's a weird. Yeah. So we did a lot of things. Okay. And now we're doing one thing and everything is following that. We're having a lot more success and a lot more clarity. And we know what's happening in our business. We're not as frustrated and all of that since we went to one thing.
Well, I would even say that we were literally called to do this one thing together. And we just thought that was just the start. And let's add this. And then none of that worked. It literally was the thing we were called to do together. And it's working. It's so funny. But yeah, do one thing at a time and you'll see success in that. That's probably our advice to you if you have a business.
Yeah. And I would say that's advice that we've gotten from literally every coach that we've ever had. But as Vanessa said, also, God has tried to tell us that. So when you don't ignore advice from God, then you'll be more successful faster.
Go ahead. You'll be at
peace. Okay. So here's a question. What's something your audience would be surprised to learn about each of you? I'm going to tell you something about Vanessa because I think it's funny. My daughter just went to etiquette class this weekend to learn. Both of them have been going, and they're learning how to eat correctly and how to make a good first impression. And if you ever do get to meet Vanessa in person, you'll know that she obviously went to that class or whatever, all of the classes that offered. No, because she's very elegant and she doesn't do this. I don't know why I'm doing my shoulder like this. She's always, from the way she stands to the way she makes eye contact to the way she makes other people feel when they're around her. And then also the way she sits, the way she probably eats. I don't know. I don't really pay attention to that much. But she was in those kind of classes when she was younger and did some other fun stuff that she definitely just cherishes those memories. Why don't you tell them a little bit?
Oh, goodness. Really?
No. Okay. If you don't want to.
Well, it's a whole part of my life.
That not the bad part, just the fun part.
It was just way back when I did a lot of pageants and modeling and commercial stuff. Anyways, it's fine.
She's basically a celebrity. You're welcome.
No, but that, taking up those classes was part of it. It was teaching you how to properly present yourself. But I did. I learned a lot of things from those classes. Even now, I teach my son, sit up. You have better confidence.
Right.
You know, people look at you differently when you sit up and you look like you belong. And it's just those small little things that I think that. And the class that I took was specifically for modeling, I guess you could say, but it taught me a lot of life skills. I do appreciate that class.
Yeah, and I think watching my girls go through it, which is just really like an hour and a half. It wasn't a big deal, but you can tell that kind of thing would give someone confidence, how to present yourself and be okay, be confident about how you're being instead of just being timid or shy and not being proud necessarily of how you are making your first impression and all that kind of stuff. So
I'm so glad. I'll have to talk about the class because I'm so excited to hear how it went. I really am. But okay, so what is something that your audience may be surprised to learn about Shayna? Is, guys, the amount of discipline that this woman has is amazing. I just want you to know, like, she will wake up at 4 a.m. and work out and run and have, like, her entire day planned before her kids even wake up. So she is so on it when it comes to being prepared and being scheduled and having everything systemized. And she loves to work out. I have to be forced to work out. I'm not even lying. I do. So it's one of those things where I did it my whole life. And now I'm like, yeah, I'm out. Like, I'm done.
All done.
I'm checked out. Okay.
Don't need that anymore, obviously.
Yes. I'm good. But she is so disciplined and working out and running all the time. And I know the running is more for mental or whatever, right? They always say it's cheaper than therapy. But it's so good. It's just so good for you to have whatever that hobby is for yourself. And she has that. She's found it and she's leaned into it. Mm-hmm. And her working out, it's so inspiring.
Oh, that's sweet. Yay. I did work out this morning and it is necessary definitely to keep me from yelling at all of the people in my house.
Makes you a better human.
Yes, it does. Okay. So hopefully you enjoyed that. That was just a fun little quick episode behind the scenes. Hopefully you got some financial nuggets, but also maybe you felt like you were talking to a friend because you got some more than you needed to know about us information. Well, and we just like to get closer to you guys.
Yeah. And we hear that all the time. It's literally when I turn your podcast on, I feel like I'm having coffee with a friend. And that is the vibe that we want to go for. Yeah. And so this is more of a transparent, fun episode for you to learn a little bit about us.
Well, and listen, if you are coaching with us, you get to know us there too, and we get to know you really well.
We become family,
so we're just giving you a little bit of that, and so we are excited. We'll see you next time on Financial Coaching for Women.
Hey, if you found value in this podcast and you're ready to go deeper, here are some ways we can connect.
First, go ahead and take the leap. Book a free 20-minute financial coaching call with us. This is your chance to ask questions, to get personalized advice, and start mapping out your financial journey for free. It's on us. We're treating you. Just hop on a call, chat for 20 minutes. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Next, join our supportive Facebook group where you can connect with other like-minded people who are trying to figure out this budget thing just like you.
Yep. Or if you want to take it to the next level, grab our signature budget template. You've heard us talk about it. It's a game changer for organizing and optimizing your finances. It's practical, user-friendly, and it's the perfect tool, girl, to start making real progress.
And if you're ready to get serious about your finances and you know you need the accountability, sign up for financial coaching now, guys. This is the one-on-one hand-holding that you know you need. Let's be honest, guys. If you're going to do it on your own, you would have done it already. So that's what we're here for.
Yes. So visit myidealbalance.com for all the details, all the links, everything you need to get connected.
And hey, if today's conversation sparked a new idea or inspired a change in you, why not share that spark? Tell a friend about the podcast and leave us a review on iTunes.
Your words could be the nudge that someone else needs to start their journey towards financial freedom. And by the way, as we say goodbye, remember your financial journey, your well-being isn't just about numbers. It's about all the peace, the joy, the lack of stress that it's going to bring into your life. So you've got this, and we're here to support you every step of the way.